Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we are broadcasting live from the Christian Product Expo here in Lexington, down at Heritage Hall, and just been so blessed to meet some wonderful authors of some great books that are providing hope. And joining me for today's program is author Nikki White. She has written a book called Bold, Living Intentionally in Today's World. And Nikki, thanks for coming here all the way from Boise, Idaho. Welcome to Kentucky.
Yeah, thank you. It's beautiful.
Well, if we're a little biased, we kind of think it is, but yeah. I'm glad to know that you made it here safely. And talk to us a little bit about this book. Why did you write Bold, Living Intentionally in Today's World?
Well, it probably wasn't the next book I was going to write. It's my third book. And but you know, when COVID hit, and I just kept thinking people are still serving God, and he's still on the throne, and we still are supposed to live for him and do things for him and serve him, and we're not shut down. And there's missionaries in foreign cultures that are being persecuted and dying for their faith, and we need to step up to the plate and just go out on a limb outside our box, outside our comfort zone, to try to serve.
Well, COVID, you're right, kind of made us reexamine our lives, and seems like maybe sometimes as followers of Jesus, we've gotten more timid. And I love that verse in 1 Timothy. It says that, you know, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And as I was reading some of the parts of your book, that's what kind of came to mind for me. And the thing I like about your book, there's ordinary men and women like you and I that they're living bold lives, aren't they?
Absolutely. One of the chapters in there by Gabrielle, she is only 25 or 26 years old, and she was a law student in Las Vegas. She walked the Las Vegas Strip 3 in the morning, talked to victims of human trafficking, and she ended up writing legislation that was passed in Nevada for human trafficking. And I just thought, you know, she's so young and she's doing all this, you know, that can be such an example to all of us about what are we doing. We could try to do something that's amazing too. And so I think that's just inspiring that such a young person has accomplished so much.
Yeah, it starts with one person, one idea, right, and just taking that first step forward. Right. And tomorrow we're going to be talking about some of maybe the heroes of the faith that champions of the faith, like Hudson Taylor, Fanny Crosby, Jim and Elizabeth Elliott. I know we have listeners all over, from teenagers to people in their 90s. So, but I know sometimes when I talk about some of these heroes of the faith, people are like, oh, I'm not familiar with them. So that's what I love about your book. You've got ordinary people like you and I. Then you also end it with people like David and Paul. But I guess the thing I'm trying to say, one, I love the diversity of your book, but two, we all have a story, don't we?
We do. And we need to share our story. And listening to Lee Strobel last night talk about when he's 12 years old, starts a newspaper when he's 12 years old in his neighborhood, and just his whole process and then how God brought him to Christ. It was really inspiring to me and all of us how God has chosen us to do mighty things. And people hesitate, thinking, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. But we need to go out of our comfort zone a little bit.
Well, I think that's a huge part of getting out of our comfort zone. And I thought it's so interesting you talked about that with Lee Strobel sharing his book, The Case for Christ. And it was interesting, well, a guy that used an example, Stephen McWhorter, who grew up as a child of a pastor, and yet his dad, unfortunately, was abusive to his mom and things, and so he just turned to drugs, you know, hated God, and somehow that book helped him to find Christ, and he just lives down the road in Louisville, Kentucky, and now is a worship leader. So a book can do powerful things. Talk about, I know you've written a couple other books. Tell us about those other two books you've written.
Well, I actually started, I'm 64 years old, and I'm in this ministry now. I didn't ever consider myself a writer, really, but I grew up on Horse Ranch in Washington. I was adopted, and when I was 13, my adoptive dad died, and we had no income. And there was just a lot of hard things that happened growing up. And then later, other family members found my sister and I, and all sorts of things happened. And through the years, people kept saying, someone has to tell this story. Someone needs to write about this. And my sister wasn't going to do it. And I just thought, well, I guess I could try to do this. So I wrote Not Really a Princess, kind of based on just some grief and trauma and different difficult things that happened through rejection and, you know, just a lot of hard things that happened. And so decided to write that book. And then through that came It's Not About the Pie, which is a book on hospitality that deals with things don't have to be perfect to help someone. Your home doesn't have to be perfect. If someone came to your home at 10 o'clock at night, would you turn them away because your house was messy? Or, I mean, so we all are supposed to reach out and help our neighbor. And so there's examples in there that testimonies of people and how people in God's body have helped them. There's also 200 photos and 49 recipes, and it's a coffee table book, gift book. It's gorgeous, hard copy book, big, beautiful book. And people have loved that to give as a gift to people. And, you know, so then I had some other ideas coming around in my head, but then COVID hit, and so Bold was born, and that's kind of grown the ministry in different ways.
Yeah, well, I love the diversity of the books, and that second one you talked, kind of like a coffee table book, is It's Not About the Pie, A Fresh Look at Hospitality, mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Right,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll try to have that with a podcast copy of this, the first book, Not Really a Princess, and then the second book, the big coffee book with a lot of beautiful pictures, It's Not About the Pie, A Fresh Look at Hospitality. But if you just tuned in, you're listening on the radio, driving down the road, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, who am I listening to here? This sounds interesting. We're talking with author Nikki White. She's written those two books we just talked about. And then we're talking to her about her new book, Bold. We are at the Christian Product Expo, this national conference here in downtown Lexington at Heritage Hall. So you may hear a little bit of noise in the background that you normally don't hear on Hope Is Here. But when you talked about bold, living intentionally in today's world, what did you mean when you say live intentionally? Talk about that a little. Expand on that, if you would.
Well, I think it means to encompass your life. Like, what are you doing that's purposeful? How do you spend your day? Do you have work? Do you have some downtime? Do you spend your evening from dinner time through 10 o'clock watching TV? What do you do? I mean, is the Spirit prompting you to maybe write a letter to someone who you know is going through a hard time, but it's like, well, you know, I'm just tired tonight, I don't do that? Or do you actually do it? Do you follow through on the things that you do? There's a chapter in the book about a guy who was young, and he went with a pastor into a prison to talk to some men, and he was really nervous while he was there. And then his pastor friend was passing out like chocolate chip cookies and milk and stuff, and the guys were all laughing and sharing and stuff, and he realized they were just like him. Then he wasn't scared anymore. It's interesting because he's like 6'5", big burly guy, but he was uncomfortable being in there. And he's gone on to be an army chaplain, and him and his wife was a missionary in Togo. Anyway, it just, you know, he went out of his box to do something, to try to do something. And, you know, there's another example of a young woman who does neighborhood Bible studies all the time. And she works in Awana with my husband and I, and she'll do something for anyone. If someone needs something to be done, she'll do it. And, you know, so it needs to be your life. You need to live it. You need to live what God wants you to do, and not quench the Spirit that's telling you to do, prompting you to do something that you're just like, don't know if I have time for that.
I love that. What advice would you have if someone feels like, you know, hey, Nikki, this sounds great, but I've got no idea where to start on this living intentionally and with boldness? Can you suggest maybe just one or two baby steps to help some of our listeners get started?
I think you need to pray for opportunity and stay in the Word so you know who God is. And by knowing who God is, you grow in your faith, and then you want to serve Him more. I think that's really a bottom key factor for that. And even make a list of, like, inside. I encourage people in my video series to, like, take a post-it note, put it in your Bible, write down all the unsaved friends and family that you have. Pray for them daily. So do some things, you know, that are just keeping you in track with your mindset focused on people you need to pray for, things you need to do, and God will give you the opportunity. And then when he's prompting you to do something, you need to follow through on it. You know, like, you know, that young mom whose husband's on a trip and she's not able to go to the grocery store or something's happened, like, you could help her out for an hour. Or there's so many little things we can do, you know, every day, actually. And maybe just tell yourself, once a week, I'm going to do this thing. Each week, pick a different thing to do.
Well, I love that. You know, that's one thing you think about it. If you go one thing a week, at the end of the year, you've done 52 acts of service.
Right.
And so,
right.
And they add up, right?
Right, exactly. Simple things. They don't have to be really big, complicated things. Or, you know, I mean, they can just be a simple thing.
Well, Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25, I read this verse many years ago. I was on a mission trip, and they forced us. I should say that. It sounded, but I was young in my faith as many years ago, but they had us have a quiet time, and I read that verse, and Proverbs 11, 25 says, those who refresh others will mm-hmm. themselves be refreshed, and I kind of feel like that goes along mm-hmm. with your book.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We during COVID, you know, my editor suggested me doing a video series. So I did a weekly video series, 45 episodes, for 45 weeks, little 15-minute things. That's why I would have needed the clock, because they weren't all 15 minutes. Some were 17, so, you know. But, and it, you know, how to lead someone to Christ, how to write out your testimony, verses you could use, things you could do to strengthen your faith. And it just went on and on. And then I've written workbooks to go with those so that you could use them as a Bible study. So the first workbook came out last year, and the next one's coming out in October, and they're all 15 episode workbooks. And then the other one will come out in the spring a few months later. And, you know, that's just so you could do a study with a small group or with yourself and watch this little video and just answer, like, I think there's 5 questions. So it's really simple type of thing, but the whole point is to strengthen your faith, get you in the mind. Like, there's a calendar for, like, a couple times where there's, like, a month calendar with ideas for every day. Like, forgive someone that you've held a grudge against. Or things to, you know, grow your faith, because when your faith is stronger, you want to serve more, really. So, you know, things that you could do to grow, and then you can help others.
Well, if you're looking forward to basically, you know, this fall, I want to grow. I definitely want to grow. I hear this challenge that Nikki White, the author of a wonderful book called Bold, Live Intentionally in Today's World. And as she shared, she's got a workbook that goes alongside with it. So it would be great maybe for a life group. You've been thinking about starting one. And the thing I love about life groups is that they can be, you know, 5 people, or it could be just you and one other person. But I want to really challenge and encourage you to go check out our website. It's called liveboldlyministries.com. That's liveboldlyministries.com, and you can find out about the other 2 books we talked about earlier. Also, she's available to do speaking engagements. There's video series. She's been on TV shows. She's got a blog. There's just lots of great information on her website, so I want to encourage you to check out liveboldlyministries.com. If you're driving, we will have this along with the podcast, and so you can get all the information there. Just go to our website, hopeisheretoday.org. That's hopeisheretoday.org. Stay with us tomorrow, and I hope you'll join us again as we'll continue talking with author Nikki White about her wonderful book called Bold, Living Intentionally in Today's World on Hope is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. If you have been blessed by Hope is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.